on the live line with us, Congressman Mark Pocan. Monroe is part of the 2nd Congressional District. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Sly.
So you had a press conference today, is that correct?
Yeah, we, you know, I think people are tired, as you know, of big money in politics, and a lot of what needs to happen needs a legislative fix. And there's these dark money groups, and by that we mean groups that don't tell you who's behind them. You don't know who donates to them, but they buy all these ads, and they have good-sounding names like a Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, and their mission is something that, you know, sounds good, and like apple pie and motherhood. And in reality, it's a bunch of special interests, or it's a group with a mission that's really trying to put out a political position. And we had a press conference specifically about this group, Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, where, you know, it's another one of these shadowy groups. You know, they don't tell you who's behind them. They refuse to disclose their donors. They don't have to currently by law. But we've been able to find some breadcrumbs about this group, what they're really about. And we've decided that it's time to take this kind of initiative to the public, because if we can't change it legislatively to find out who's behind these groups, we think taking it directly to the public might be the best way to change how these shadowy groups form.
Is this the Little Sisters of the Poor that want to feed orphans?
Yeah, no. This is a group.
Oh, it isn't?
Here's their mission, okay? I mean, this could be any group in the world. We are a coalition of concerned citizens and community leaders dedicated to promoting economic growth and opportunity for Wisconsin's families, right? Sounds innocent. Who's against that? Sign me up. But in reality, what we found out is the woman who got the website, founding the website for this group, is a woman named Lori Pickens. And Lori Pickens is a political operative who back in 2006 ran the Vote Yes to Define Marriage campaign, the anti-equality campaign. And if you go to her LinkedIn page, some of her quotes and references come from people like Jelaine Appling, who leads the anti-equality forces in the state. And what we've really come to realize...
Joanne Appling, she's the single woman who lives with a female friend in a house that they both own who's against gay marriage. That woman?
Yes,
okay.
That woman.
Okay.
And... So the bottom line is, you know, these groups are purposely shadowy, but in this particular case, we're finding that this is clearly a group connected to a very discriminatory message. And just to add to it, they ran anti-Kloppenburg, pro-Bradley ads, who we know the comments that she's made when it comes to this area. So bottom line is, this is a group that we think we've exposed. You know, we're in the basement, we've turned the light on, we can see the cockroaches, they're scattering. And what we want to do now is take it to that next level. Since legislatively, Republicans won't allow us to get transparency to find out who funds these campaigns, we've started a mission with Fair Wisconsin, and we're going to do this with people in the federal and state levels of government, so Mark Spreitzer from Beloit and Jocasta Zamorica from Milwaukee and myself and others. And what we're going to do is everything we can do possible to find out who puts money into these groups, individuals, businesses, or organizations, associations, etc., and we're going to make sure the public knows.
How do you find that out?
To the public. Well, that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, those lists kind of drop into your lap. Sometimes you can find out by looking at a group to see what they might have put money into by having their members find out. So, for example, this is purely an example, the Restaurant Association. If the Restaurant Association gave money, it very likely may show up on an internal document that some of their members may see. We are going to try to make sure if we get that information, we share it with the public, because I think the public should know who is behind an anti-gay, anti-equality organization, and then they can make their own judgments on that. But since there's no current legislative fix to this, I think the best thing we can do is take this directly to the public and let them know that when you've got a shadowy group that seems to be without, you know, their response, because they won't tell us who's behind them, the best we can do is look at public records of information like this. We want to get that information out there, because then people may decide that the groups and the businesses that support this may be something that they want to have a conversation.
Well, Rebecca Bradley, who, oddly enough, owns two homes in Milwaukee County, one in Wauwatosa and a condo in downtown Milwaukee, has been deceiving the state and claiming a property tax credit that she should only be claiming once. So she just... had to pay the state back $500-some. That isn't something that a judge should miss. Of all people, a judge should know what the Wisconsin law is on when you can claim that property tax credit. She didn't. So once again, she's in the news for all the wrong reasons. She's also in the news because the Milwaukee Bar Association basically said she's not qualified to be a judge. So she's having a really, she's having another bad week, Mark.
Yes, yes. And in this particular case, you know, this is an organization that clearly is spending money on her behalf. And the only thing that we can find they have in common is they don't like gay people. And
I want to bounce something off you because everybody looks at me like the RCA Victor dog when I bring this up. And for some reason, it isn't resonating with my guest when I bring this up. She claims she hasn't changed. But when she's asked to pick her favorite Supreme Court justice, she picks Antonin Scalia. Now, I happen to agree with a couple of Antonin Scalia's decisions over the years protecting the Fourth Amendment. But when it comes to her picking him, it's interesting because his remarks about gays and his written statements are they're not just blocking gays legally. They're comparing gays to murderers. Don't you think that has some saliency that she would pick him as her favorite jurist?
Well, it matches her own comments, right? She referred to people.
All right,
as
so you think that you think that, that you think that that shows some indication of her bias, right?
Well, that's the point. Is she has not been able to show us if you're someone who is running for the highest court in the state of Wisconsin. You should be able to show a little bit about your thought process, right? Because they won't tell us how they'll vote on a court case, and I appreciate that. Something I hear universally from these candidates. But at least show us how you think. And if you can't show us how you went from referring to people as degenerates and committing suicide if they get HIV or AIDS or going after birth control, all these sort of issues, and you can't show us how you've evolved, although you say you've evolved, you can't give a single example of why you've changed your opinion, it doesn't come across as very sincere. And then you add that with, you know, being the cheerleading forces for Antonin Scalia. All that stuff does not show a change of opinion, and that's part of why, you know, she's been seen as not being trustworthy or honest with the public. But then when you add these kind of groups behind her, then that even adds more to why she's not trustworthy.
Well, if you look at the Bradley Foundation, they have given money to anti-gay groups. They certainly have been her biggest cheerleader. And if you look at Milwaukee Talk Radio, her biggest supporters there all led the efforts to amend the Constitution to ensconce discrimination into the Constitution in 2006. So she's around a lot of bad hombres.
Well, and the fact that she's, you know, in her justification that she's changed, she said, well, I would perform a same-sex union.
Well, as you said, I'm sure she likes gay puppies now, too. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Stand by. Yeah. We only have a couple minutes. So stand by. Mark Pocan with us, congressman for the 2nd District.
Paul from AMS with us on the Big FM 93.7.
We are having an inventory clearance sale. And we've had some people come in and take excellent advantage of that. And we've got lots and lots of really good equipment left, too.
So your location?
Right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on the southwest side of Madison. You can call us at 608-274-7400, amsmadison.com, or you can even like us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Paul from AMS. Unlike many politicians, I'll keep my promise, Congressman.
There you go.
All right, so now what day are you endorsing Bernie Sanders for president?
I heard he's coming to town this weekend.
He is coming to the Coliseum.
Yes, on Saturday. And I heard Ted Cruz is coming through. Trump is coming to Janesville.
Trump is coming to Janesville. Ted Cruz will be in Janesville tonight. Yeah.
Oh, he is. Okay.
So are you not going to be making an endorsement? I don't think this year it matters all that much, endorsements.
I agree with you, Sly. You know, I think, you know, people like to think they're important and they're looking for it. But I think there's enough conversation around the presidential race. People are making up their mind on their own. I mean, I personally think we have two, you know, strong, good candidates. And I think, you know, my best role is making sure that after April 5th, we've got everyone on the same page. We have Supreme Court nominations. We have so many other issues. I want to make sure that everyone's working together and we don't have a 2010 experience. So, you know, I really think I want to be around to make sure we have unity for whoever comes through this.
This turnout and what you're trying to do to expose this shadowy group, you know, Joanne Kloppenburg came very close to winning in 2011, but she underperformed in Milwaukee County, and there was some real shenanigans going around with walking around money and some other stuff. Do you think because of whatever? I know we're on opposite sides on the county executive race there, but the fact that there's going to be a big turnout for the mayor's race and the county executive's race and the presidential race, do you think that's going to help Kloppenburg win?
Well, I think, yeah, there's going to be big turnouts on both parties, right? Because we're a real primary. The timing is working on both parties.
So, right, right.
I don't know if there's an advantage for one person over the other. However, I do think, you know, with all of this information coming out, I mean, a Supreme Court justice, you know, you don't really lean left or right. You kind of want someone who's fair and independent.
Well, that's the ideal.
Right. But I think that, you know, in this case, Rebecca Bradley, I don't think she's done a single thing to show she's fair and independent, especially because she has still not responded back to me. I've offered to set up a meeting so she could explain her conversion that she allegedly has, and she has completely ignored it because I don't think she can explain it because there is no conversion. So the fact that she apparently isn't telling the truth to voters, and we've seen this across the board, right, on so many different issues, I think is going to be sketchy for her, because I think independents who come out who might vote for a Sanders or a Trump or whoever they're going to go vote for, I don't think you're going to see Rebecca Bradley as matching their value. And I think the fact that Joanne Kloppenburg actually is an appellate court level judge, but, you know, the next level to the Supreme Court, and has a good experience, you know, good track record experience, I think that's going to pay off. But I think you're going to have high turnout in both parties.
Finally, can you give us an update on your efforts to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we are keeping the work that we do weekly. We meet with people who are, you know, advocates to try to get a better trade deal. And, of course, you know, with the deal we have, that's not going to be happening. But we think that we're going to continue to build support among Republicans on this issue, specifically because of some of the provisions that were carved out around tobacco and the investor-state dispute settlement. We are talking to candidates who are running to make sure that they're with us. And I think a lot of chatter happened when in Michigan, I remember I had a Democratic member of Congress in Michigan a week out when Hillary was up 10 points, said, unless she talks tougher on trade, she's going to lose Michigan. And she lost Michigan. And I think that, you know, the support that Trump has is largely around how he talks about trade in China among people who aren't your standard Republicans. I think that people are starting to realize that this has become an election issue this year and will likely be an election issue going right into November.
Does Hillary have to be more, Secretary Clinton have to be more definitive about her opposition to the TPP?
I would like Secretary Clinton to be Hillary Clinton and not an attorney and not a secretary and none of the titles, because then she's always careful in how she says it. And just say, you know, I don't support the TPP. She said it, but the way she said it, as currently written, she throws that in because what she's trying to convey is you could have a trade agreement that could work, but we know that they're not. No one else is going to accept the labor agreements that you want to have that she also supports. But when you have qualified language like that, you're not saying it as strong as Donald Trump does. Donald Trump is very clear on this. And when he has crossover appeal, when I talk to people who I see the crossover appeal, it's largely on that issue in China. It's around trade-related issues. So I would hope that she would speak more plainly and less lawyerly, because I think she's there with us on the issue mentally. I just think she's not saying it, and therefore doesn't have the credibility.
Well, you know, there's motivation if she wants a successful presidency, and I'm not saying she's going to get the nomination because I haven't given up on Bernie winning that yet, but if she were to become the president, you're putting a real albatross around your own neck supporting one of these deals.
Well, exactly, and especially this deal, because I think, you know, there could be an attempt during lame duck, but we keep hearing that, you know, there is less and less support, especially on the Republican side. And, you know, if the president who created the deal isn't in office anymore, that certainly doesn't give it a strong boost trying to get passed in another session. So we're ready to have the fight this year.
Good.
Should we need to, but we're talking to people who might be coming into Congress to make sure they're with us on these.
All days. Right, keep that fight up. Congressman Mark Pocan, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sly.
All right, have a great day.
Sly's Office.com. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.